Hey, nonprofits, it's time to raise more money. You got Jason and Trevor here. And dude, how's it going?
It's going great, man. I'm glad we're doing this again. This is fantastic. We got some cool stuff to unpack, some relevant stuff to unpack right now, to be honest. That's kind of in all of our dailies, depending on what we pay attention to and how that affects fundraising.
Well, you know, I want to just say last week, I kind of went through a little bit of, and over the weekend, I really kind of got weirded out a little bit. You know, I consume a huge amount of news and content and stuff, and I kind of got overwhelmed a little bit and didn't even realize that's what it was. You know, obviously, I think people should stay informed. I want to stay informed, but, you know, I kind of started getting all weird about thinking, you know, nuclear war, worst case scenario, all this, that, and the other, and all the, I'm talking about Ukraine and really it just happens with anything. And I had to kind of readjust, get my thinking was stinking, quite frankly, Trevor. I still did what I was supposed to do, but just my whole perspective, I didn't realize it. I mean, it really, you know, we talked about it yesterday. It took me a couple of days to kind of figure it out. I was like, what is the world? What in the world? My wife was like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I told you, I thought you were unplugging for a day or so because I hadn't heard from you. And I was like, hey, man, I called you just to hear your voice.
Yeah, well, I was unplugging in a way, but I wasn't sure why. It wasn't just because, hey, I need to unplug from stuff. It was really that I was listening to all this news, all this stuff, and I was really kind of getting all worked up. And it's funny, you know what really triggered something for me was I was talking to my son, Austin, who lives in Albuquerque, and we were talking about the price of gas and how much it's gone up. And, you know, it's just everybody's thinking about it. And I said, you know, I remember whenever we had the last big gas push back in the early teens, you know, it was like 2010, 11, somewhere around there. And I remember thinking then, I really didn't think a lot about it. I just thought, well, I'm just going to buy gas. I'm going to keep buying gas. I'm not going to stop buying gas.
You don't have a choice.
I have to have it.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, we've been through this before. This isn't the first time.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, well, you know, at any given time, there's probably 20, 25 wars going on around the world somewhere. But we're not hearing about it. This one, we're hearing all about it. There's always stuff going on around the world that is, you know, aggressor or, you know, bad guys going at each other. And I mean, and innocent people stuck in the middle. So that happens a lot. And, you know, all I can do is what I do is the best thing I can do to help that situation is to do what I do, which is to help nonprofits raise more money and to focus on that, to help them with their causes. And I thought that's why, you know, we were talking about it. It's like you said this quite a bit about, you know, just dial down the noise.
Well, yeah, we can definitely, obviously, because we're human beings, we can definitely overthink things. A lot of these things can become distractions. It's amazing the symmetry about what you're talking about on a personal level can mimic exactly what people experience with planning events and raising money. Obviously, it has a, you know, talk about distractions and overthinking things and parameters and safety and all these things. That's what a lot of nonprofits, the space that many nonprofits are still facing, but are actually just came out of, quite frankly, over the last 2 years. So it's been a complete jumbled mess and something that will test you to your core. But my overarching point was, after listening to you, this is totally normal. It's totally normal to feel that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, we go through stuff all the time and we have to have stuff. We have stuff and challenges and things all the time. And all of a sudden we go, oh my gosh, this is one. And it's one we have zero control over. None. There's nothing I can do that's going to change anything going on over there at all. None. Not one thing. As much as I'd like to say, well, I can vote away or I can go in and start talking about something, I have zero ability to change that. What I can do, though, what I can do is what I do and what we do.
Yeah.
You know, how I act with my family, how I work with our clients, how I deal with people and things and give them the best information that I can and do that. And that's why I think this is really good, because I think it's happening out there. Other people are looking at this. Nonprofits are going, what in the world am I going to do now? I just came out of this freaking pandemic. I'm still having to deal with COVID crap. And now we've got a war going on that there seems like all of a sudden that's all that's on the media right now. And it is. It's literally all that's on the media. And
it can be overwhelming.
You know, I think the best thing that we can do is remember what we're doing, get our focus back on, get the direction, which during COVID we said, focus on your mission, Focus on what it is you do.
Focus on what you can control, I think, is a huge point.
Yeah, control what you can, which what you can control is your mission. I mean, you can't, nobody else that we're probably talking to is going to have any pull on that. I don't think the president or anybody in the Congress or Senate are going to be listening to this. If they are, get your crap together. That's my, what I'm saying to them. And then everybody else is like, you know, we got to go do what we do. And the world's not going to stop turning. You know, people aren't going to stop going to work. We've been through that.
I think it's a great reminder as well. I say this a lot. I say it to myself a lot, as a matter of fact. If I'm in the dumps or if I'm facing an uphill battle, whatever you want to call it, I say, be patient. And I think it's something that isn't probably, I don't think it's something that's adopted by enough people, to simply be patient with yourself. And those things happen, they come and go. It's like passing traffic, and you note it, and sometimes you hang on and you grab it and you take the ride. That's what you were talking about. You take the ride with it, and sometimes that ride isn't fun, but that ride does come to an end. That ride always comes to an end. And it's a great example of being patient with yourself and how much that can really, really help in getting refocused, right? You were talking about, you know, focus on your mission.
I was born in 1968, so I don't really remember the Vietnam War, but I know a little bit about, I remember a little tiny about it. My dad was in Vietnam. And so I got a little bit of that news when I was a little boy. Very, very little that I remember, but it was there. And then, you know, going through adulthood, you know, Grenada seems like that was kind of the big conflict. There was always been stuff going on. You know, we had things going on with Desert Storm, Desert Shield, the stuff in Somalia, you know, of course, then the stuff in 2001, you know, after 9/11. So this stuff's always going on. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago. We had troops on the ground in another foreign country fighting a war. And I have to remind myself of that. I have to go back and say, this is not something new, and not that it's wonderful, not that it's okay. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, you know, just at least pay attention to what's going on. I think we should. I think that's part of our obligation to live in this country, is we need to see what's going on. But at the end of the day, I still got to do what I do. I mean, I've still got a senior in high school. I mean, you've got, you know, little girl and a senior in high school, and we've got, you know, people help things going on. People are having nonprofits. You know, all of a sudden, charities didn't just all of a sudden not have a mission to fulfill. It didn't just all of a sudden go away.
Yeah, there's people that need your help, right? And like, you know, we think about it because we always call nonprofits their businesses. They just have a different tax distinction. You know, when I'm thinking about us and our company, I think, you know, if there's a lot of going on in the world, there's still people that depend on us. And that's important. I mean, that's huge. Not just clients, but, you know, our employees, our team, our staff. And that's enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think you've got to put blinders on. I think if you're running a nonprofit right now, or if you're a director of development, if you're on a committee, if you're doing something, I think you to some point have to put some blinders on. I think you got to just put some blinders on, get what it is you've got to get done. If you've got to go out here and sell tickets, sell sponsorships, if you've got to get, you know, all those things going on, you got to do it. You can't sit here and go, well, I'm going to wait and see what happens. You cannot wait. Cannot do that, because you're going to miss, and it's going to, the time is going to blow by, because they're going to drag this thing out as long as it's politically feasible to do whatever. And I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying that's just, they're all that way. I think they're all, it all, it's always that way. And, you know, just basically refocus yourself on what you're doing, what the mission is from a nonprofit standpoint. You know, for me, I have to go back and go, okay, you know, my kid's a senior in high school. He's got a soccer game tonight. So I'm going to go to that. I'm going to put blinders on. I'm not going to be sitting there looking at Twitter or some news feed or something like that of the same thing going on and on. You probably can get it in about 15 minutes, all you need. But I think the other part of that is, Trevor, is people around us. And that we're going to run into.
I was going to mention something about that.
They're going to start pumping out this, well, what about this and what about that? And it's going to be an excuse to do nothing. And it's going to be an excuse to fail.
And we can't. That's not even an option. I was going to ask you something. I'm not necessarily turning the page at all. And I'm not using myself as an example, because I know you talked to Teresa and you have, you know, your family and everything. But the power in having someone close to you to say these things to? Did you feel better after you got some of these things off your chest?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, well, first of all, it was kind of like I realized what was going on. I mean, it kind of hit me and I go, wait a minute. And I went and told my wife, I said, hey, I think I kind of know why. Cause she was like, hey, you seem like you're kind of in a funk or something. What's going on?
Preoccupied.
Yeah. And that's really all it was just being preoccupied. And so whenever she told me that, I was like, well, no, I'm not at all. I'm good. And I didn't realize I was kind of doing it. I told you the same thing. You know, you reached out to me over the weekend and you're like, well, are you unplugging? And I was kind of like, well, no, not really. But then I kind of was. And it was just getting my head around that stuff. And, you know, I think I just had consumed a little too much, overindulged on the news, in the news cycle.
It happened.
And started thinking about all, you know, the what ifs and what ifs. And the thing is, 99% of them won't ever come true. And we know that from the past.
Yeah, totally. And we're not saying not to care. Jason, you've already said this like three times, and we'll reiterate. We're not saying not to care about what's going on, but we delicately, there's some symmetry here. We delicately told people, stop focusing on COVID when they were planning events, whether it was 2020, 2021, or now. So we started telling people, listen, we finally got enough data and we finally felt comfortable enough to make these statements without coming off insensitive, because I'm very sensitive to how I'm perceived. And so that bleeds into what we do as a company as well and how we're helping folks. But how many times have you and I said, don't worry about people that aren't coming. We have streaming, we have online auction options, we have software. We have all these options for people to give. If you're creative, doesn't take much. It actually will end up helping all the way across the board. But stop worrying about people that aren't going to come. The people that aren't going to come to your event aren't going to come. So there's a lot of symmetry here. So it's like people spend so much time toiling about, you know, will people come? Should I cancel the venue? And we're pleading with people, don't cancel your event if you don't have to. If you're not being held down by something, you know, in your county or state or something health, you know, from the health department or what have you, if you can have an event and that was your plan the entire time, don't cancel it, do it. Because the people that aren't going to come, aren't going to come.
Well, the other thing Trevor, was when we talked to, you know, we're talking to these nonprofits and they're coming to us and, you know, we get people calling us all the time asking, hey, what do you think about this? Or what are you doing? Or what are you seeing around the country?
Yeah.
And we're like, well, how many people canceled? And they're like, man, I've had a whole bunch of people cancel. How many people canceled? Well, two. Well, we've lost, you know, two table sponsors. And, you know, out of 60. And I said, then everybody else is coming. Yeah, everybody else, nobody else is going to cancel. Put them out there and just let the people know that, you know, reach out to your, because it was a sold out event. I said, there's probably somebody else will take it. And I think they sold both of them. Now, maybe there were three and it was three, I think. And they sold two out of the three. And it was a barn burner.
There's going to be attrition with everything that's going on in the world. There's always going to be some fall off. It's really okay. It just allows us to refocus and recenter on what we can do, on how we can raise money for the folks that are absorbing the mission and the purpose and are interested in hearing those things and interested in being there. Those are the people that we need to focus on. And then we can have other, you know, options for folks that aren't. It's fine. But yeah, I mean, I just see more symmetry here because everyone has been tested. Some people to their core, some people have lost people that they know and things of that nature. People have been tested greatly. However, we're still here and we're still doing what we do and we're still driving our own individual missions. And that's what's most important, because if you are at a nonprofit, you have people that count on you, not just the staff, obviously. But the folks at the mission impacts directly. So we're sharpening our swords, brother. That's what's happening. All this, you know, you get stronger.
Well, you know, if you're in the nonprofit world and you've had a big donor and somebody calls up and, you know, a big donor calls up and says, yeah, you know, we're really not sure. We think we might have to pass. We're going to do this. Well, it kind of reverberates and it's like the first knock on the door, if you would, you're like, oh, hey, is this something that's about to get ahead of it? And as you know, most nonprofits are, they're like, well, I want to be proactive and see what's going on and not just, but they get a little reactive. They can, that's the tendency. to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater, if you would. Oh, well, this person, you know what? Everybody's different. Everybody's going to make their decision. And you're going to have some people that are going to react to what's going on right now. It's going to happen. They're going to go, oh, well, the gas price has just gone up and changed everything for us. And, you know, hey, this is going to happen, or this is what's going on. We're not really sure. Uncertainty. But I can tell you this, people that really care about your mission and really connect are going to prioritize it. Maybe not as much. They may change something. But I think in a lot of times it's how you react. If somebody goes, are you concerned? Well, you know, from a human standpoint, yeah, absolutely, I'm concerned. But as far as for what I'm doing, my mission, no, I'm not concerned at all. We're going to keep on doing what we do.
Totally. Yeah. Don't be, don't exacerbate it, and don't, you don't have to throw gas on the fire, so to speak. You know what I mean?
It's I think that's so, you know, really, really critical. I think if you go in there and go, hey, Trevor, I know that, you know, you're a really good sponsor and you've been really been great with us, but are you getting concerned that something's might, you know, unstable in the world? And, you know, I mean, just go. I think that, you know, I kind of get that whenever I go out here to, you know, I had to drive my son to school today, and guess what? Everybody's still dropping their kids off at daycare. Everybody's still dropping their kids off at school. People are still going to the store, getting gas, the gas pumps were full. I mean, everybody was buying gas. It's not doom and gloom. And regardless of, you know, I tend to start thinking the media has an agenda here in this, but I'm not going to go there. But the world's still turning. And guess what? Whatever need it is, whatever your mission is that you're fulfilling, it's not going away. It's not going to just evaporate. It's, in fact, a lot of times and stuff like this, it even increases.
People and need so, even more.
Yeah. So we need to be right there in the middle of it. So I just say put blinders on, you know, tune in for a little bit. That's what I'm doing.
Refocus.
I mean, I physically had to just, well, I just had to say, look, I'm not going to look at news. I'm going to look at, I'll look at one time in the morning and one time in the evening, and that's it. No more.
Yeah. Don't let the world happen to you. You know, you go make your own way. I think that's probably the best. That's probably the best advice I can give. Yeah. Well, hopefully this helps. It's going on in people's mind. We just wanted to hop on and share how it's affecting us, because we're real. It's real. And we're okay. You know, here we are. We're doing good.
And hey, and if you find yourself, you know, if you, anybody out there finds themselves in the middle of that, just reach out to us. I mean, you can get a hold of us. I think customer@hjfundraising.com. And if you've got questions for us that you'd like to hear or something that you heard, we'd love to hear from you. Comments, commentary, good, bad, or indifferent. But if you got anything out of this today, if there was anything good, anything that you liked, please share it with us. And we'll hope to see you here. Hit the subscribe. And we'd love to have you come back and share the message with it. That's how we get it out there.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll. Okay. Awesome, brother. Well, thanks for sharing. I appreciate it. Appreciate you. We'll see you all again sooner.
Peace out.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, let us know and subscribe to listen to our next episode. Your mission must be the star of the show. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money.